Boris Johnson, one of the most colorful and controversial figures in British politics, is stepping down as a Member of Parliament immediately. He made that announcement after receiving a report from a committee investigating allegations that he lied to Parliament over illegal lockdown parties while he was Prime Minister. Willem Marx reports from London on the rise and fall and rise and fall again of a man who's been a singular figure in British politics for years.
I have just been to see Her Majesty the Queen, who has invited me to form a government, and I have accepted.
A magazine editor who became a Member of Parliament, then London's Mayor. Johnson entered Downing Street after the downfall of Theresa May at a time of intense Brexit turmoil. His Conservative Party had been chaotic for years when he took power, but with Brexit as a rallying cry, he helped secure a seismic win in a 2019 general election and oversaw Britain's eventual departure from Europe. The pandemic, though, soon upended his time as Prime Minister, and his own personal behaviour became a problem for much of the public and many in Parliament. Controversies piled up about social gatherings inside government buildings that violated COVID-19 regulations Johnson himself had regularly promoted. He repeatedly insisted these lockdown parties, as they became known, had not occurred until the evidence grew overwhelming and he apologised but remained in post.
I apologise for the impression that has been given that staff in Downing Street take this less than seriously. I'm sickened myself and furious about that.
Another scandal centred on sexual assault committed by a colleague eventually ended his premiership after government members resigned en masse.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new Prime Minister.
But two Prime Ministers later, an investigation into several of Johnson's statements to Parliament has rumbled on, overshadowing the country's political landscape despite the efforts of Downing Street's current occupant, Rishi Sunak. For years, Johnson was often willing to violate Britain's political norms in both his public roles and private life, and this week he was no different, describing the cross-party committee that investigated him as a kangaroo court and calling its report riddled with inaccuracies. He had misled Parliament, he previously acknowledged, but insisted it had not been intentional and he had not lied. In a lengthy statement, he criticised the policies of his successor, Sunak, who long served under Johnson as finance minister until his ouster. The parliamentary committee responded that his statement itself further impugned Parliament, and it would publish its report on his behaviour next week. Opposition parties called it a soap opera and told him good riddance. His allies said he was a political titan treated disgracefully. Johnson, as ever, dividing opinion. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx.